Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're so glad that you're joining us today. A lot happening all over America, and we're going to get into it, folks. Want to start out, though, with some news. I know many of you have been asking about this, and wanted to make sure that you are up to speed on the very latest involving our friends, former colleagues over at Fox News Channel. And it's some pretty sad news to share with you. But Suzanne Scott, the Fox News Media CEO, announcing just a few moments ago that a Fox News cameraman, Pierre Zakrzewski, was killed outside of Kiev. This was the same attack that gravely injured Benjamin Hall, the Fox News correspondent. And we understand Benjamin in the hospital. They're not giving many details on his injuries. However, there are some international publications that are reporting Benjamin suffered severe injuries to his legs in the attack. Now, according to Suzanne Scott, and this information, we've just posted this up on the website so you can read it for yourself. They were reporting from a village just outside of Kiev when their vehicle was struck by incoming fire. And Pierre was killed and Benjamin, again, wounded. We believe there may have been a third person, a Ukrainian journalist, with them, and we do not know about her condition. But it's a pretty sad day around Fox News. And I know many of you in this audience, you believe in the power of prayer, and that would be a good thing for us to do. It is the least we can do, and honestly, it is the most we can do. Pray for Pierre's family, his wife, and as they mourn his loss. Benjamin has, he and his wife have three very young daughters. They live in London, and he has dual citizenship. And pray for the family, pray for the colleagues, the folks that are reporting all this. It's a tough situation. When you think about the war correspondents of old, going back to the days of Edward R. Murrow, these are the guys who grab the microphones, they grab their pen and their pads, and they go to the danger zone. And there is it takes a special kind of journalist to be a war correspondent. And these guys, they thrive on this, the adventure part of it, but also the importance of being able to get news and information back home so that people can try and make sense of what's happening. And it is not a job for everybody. But Pierre was incredibly loved at the Fox News corner of the world. Just last year, he was honored by his colleagues. And he's one of those guys that's just always there, willing to do whatever needs to be done. And Bill Hemmer called him an absolute legend. He covered the wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria. So it is really a devastating day across the Fox News corner of the world. And we would encourage you to pray for the families and for the work colleagues, the work families of all those folks at Fox News. All right, we've got a lot going on today, and the question of this hour has to do with Mitt Romney, the failed presidential candidate, and the sitting United States Senator from Utah. Now, Romney has been at the forefront of this effort to go to war with Russia. Romney wants us in a shooting war with the Russians. But now we're moving into a spot where it's not so much that Romney wants a shooting war with the Russians. That's the problem, because that is a problem. But now Romney is suggesting that anyone who dares to ask a question, anyone who dares to go against the narrative that's coming out of Capitol Hill and the White House and the media. Anybody who just raises their hand to say, you know, mind if I ask, I just want to ask a question here about anybody who does that is now guilty of treason. So the latest issue involves biolabs that the United States has been funding. Now, at the risk of being called treasonous by Willard Mitt Romney, I do want to point something out here. The United States has grave concerns about the Russians getting a hold of those biolabs. So there's no question the biolabs are there. There's no question that we've spent tens of millions of dollars funding the biolabs. The question is, what exactly were they doing in those biolabs? Now, the Russians say the Americans were funding weapons of mass destruction, that they were making chemical weapons in these biolabs. The United States says that's a load of hooey, or poppycock, if you will, that it's not true, that in fact they were using these labs to find cures for, I don't know, the common cold or the flu. But what we do know is this, and this is irrefutable, that the Americans are terrified that the Russians would get their hands on the biolabs. So here's my question, at the risk of being treasonous. If, in fact, those biolabs are only there to find a cure for the common cold, what are they so worried about? Why are the Americans, why is our government so concerned about the Russians getting their hands on biolabs that are basically making, I don't know, NyQuil and DayQuil? Why would they be terrified? Again, I know treasonous, but it seems to me that is a legitimate question to ask. I mean, it very well may be that that's what they're doing. They're churning out bottles of NyQuil and DayQuil over in Ukraine. Maybe there's a logical explanation. But I'm telling you, I don't know that I necessarily believe the American version of what's going on over there. And here's the reason why. It goes back to the Assistant Secretary of State, Victoria Nuland, being asked a very simple question. Now, we're going to play this. We played it yesterday, but I want you to hear it again. This is Senator Marco Rubio asking about these biolabs.
I only have a minute left. Let me ask you, does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
I'm sure you're aware that the Russian propaganda groups are already putting out there all kinds of information about how they've uncovered a plot by the Ukrainians to release biological weapons in the country and with NATO's coordination. If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
All right. Yeah, and look, I don't have any doubt that Russia would do something like that. I wouldn't put it. They're evil people. Modern day fascist, modern day Nazis. But it was her initial reaction. I just want to play the very first part of that, and I'll cut us off. But you listen. She was very careful in how she worded that. Rubio was very clear in the question he asked, and she was very careful. Let's take a listen.
I only have a minute left. Let me ask you, does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities.
Aha, there you go. There you go. So something just, I don't know, it just doesn't set right. And there we are. So now, Tulsi Gabbard among others, going on Tucker Carlson's show, and she's raising questions about this. Tulsi Gabbard is not a Republican. She's not a conservative. She's a Democrat. She's a liberal Democrat. But even she understands, as a military veteran, that something's not right here. Something is not quite right. So she goes on Tucker Carlson's show, and now all you know what has broken loose, because you've got Mitt Romney out there saying that that she has to resign. You've got the gals on The View, the squawking magpies on The View, saying she's got to resign. And you've got Keith Olbermann. Remember him from MSDNC? Now he says they ought to be arrested. I mean, pulled off the streets. So we're going to play through a lot of this audio. But first of all, let's go to cut number five. This is Tulsi Gabbard.
Thanks so much for coming on. So it's without even going into what they told us was Russian disinformation is actually true. How concerned are you that Torian Nuland, who's overseeing this war, has just admitted there are unsecure bioagents, dangerous bioagents in Ukraine?
I'm extremely concerned, as should be every American and everyone in the world. The seriousness of this situation really can't be overstated. First of all, she didn't say no when she was asked by Marco Rubio about there being biological or chemical weapons in Ukraine. So if there were or are, obviously that would be a violation of the Biological Weapons Convention. Number two, they're categorically been trying to hide this, as you've laid out very, very well. And then once they were found out, rather than saying, hey, you know what, this is a critical emergency, it's a crisis, we have these pathogens in the midst of a war zone, not just in one location, but between 20 and 30 labs in Ukraine, this is a global crisis, we're going to take action immediately. This is how a responsible leader would react given the crisis of this moment. But instead, what did they do? Her response to Senator Rubio was immediately start pointing fingers. We're going to preemptively start the blame game should anything happen to these pathogens and who knows what is going on in these labs. Before anything bad happens, just say, you know what, it's the bad guys. It's the bad guys who are responsible for this. It is the height of irresponsibility, their response to this, the fact that they're covering it up, the fact that they aren't doing really what needs to be done. Because unless this war in Ukraine ends right now, ends tonight, we face a very real certainty that one or more of these labs will be compromised, will be breached, and it won't just be the people of Ukraine who are impacted. We could face another global crisis when you look at a pathogen that could be released. We just went through this with COVID. We can't have forgotten this already.
So, and it's not just Romney. Adam Kinzinger, who, by the way, was invited to come on Romney's show last night, and Kinzinger turned him down, and he posted a video in his backyard. By the way, Kinzinger needs to do something about fixing his backyard fence. That looks pretty horrible. I mean, especially for a congressman. Come on, sir. But anyway, Kinzinger's in his backyard saying, there's no way I'm going on Tucker Carlson's show. He's a Russian asset. He's a traitor. He hates America, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? If he's that bad of a guy, Adam Kinzinger, why not go on the show and call him out in person? Instead of hiding in your backyard, sir. Just want to point that out. Anyway, Kinzinger going after Tulsi Gabbard, the Democrat, quote, actual Russian propaganda. Traitorous. Russia also said the Luger Center in Georgia was making zombies. Tulsi, what? I never heard that. Tulsi should go to Russia. Man, people inside the American government are getting really nervous about people asking questions. And I think it's a legitimate question. Why are we funding between 25 and 30 bio labs in Ukraine that are, quote, and by the way, this is not our quote, this is the government's quote, they're conducting research on dangerous pathogens. What are those pathogens? How deadly are they? What is the purpose of all of this? There may be legitimate explanations, and it may be super secret, and I get that, but guess what? Cat's out of the bag now. We know there are about 30 of these bio labs in Ukraine. Would it not be a good idea to know what exactly they're up to? But beyond that, ladies and gentlemen, Mitt Romney says anyone who dares to ask any questions is guilty of treason. Do you buy into that? 844-747-8868. Seems to me that Romney's the one who's acting more like the Russians. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. All right, so Tulsi Gabbard is finally responding to Mitt Romney's accusations that because she asked questions about these biolabs, which, by the way, everything Tulsi said about the biolabs is absolutely true. I mean, what is it that she said that is incorrect? That's what she's demanding Mitt Romney answer for. Is okay, what did I say that was wrong? Cut number two, please.
Senator Romney, you've called me a treasonous liar simply for stating the fact that there are over 25 U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine, which, if breached, would release and spread deadly pathogens across the United States and the world, and therefore they must be secured so that we can prevent any new pandemics from occurring. Now, bizarrely, you claim that securing these labs, or even calling for securing these labs, is treasonous and will lead to a loss of life. When the exact opposite is obviously true, the spread of pathogens is what will cause the loss of life, not the prevention of such a spread. So, Senator Romney, please provide evidence that what I've said is not true and treasonous. And if you cannot, you should do the honorable thing. Apologize. Resign from the U.S. Senate.
I have no problem with what she just said, because, again, there is a narrative that if you ask a question, you're pro-Putin and you're a Nazi. That's it. And you're a traitor to your country. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Steve in Arkansas on the line. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind today?
Todd, I have absolutely no confidence in anything the government or the mainstream media tells us about those biolabs or what's in them. But I am pretty confident about one thing. I'd be willing to bet whatever's in there, when it gets released, I bet Pfizer and Moderna have a jab ready to go for us. What do you want to bet on that?
Well, I would not be terribly surprised. And by the way, on that note, we're starting to get rumblings out of China about yet another outbreak of the pandemic. And now they're saying we may, in fact, need a fourth booster shot. So Fauci, while he may be in hiding, he's MIA. He's not gone away just yet. But that is an interesting thought, Steve, is that the pharmaceutical companies will be standing by with the antidote once the Russians get their hands on these labs. Steve, good call as always. 844-747-8868. Again, 844-747-8868. Hey, our website, by the way, lots of great stories, and we would encourage you to go watch this video of Tulsi Gabbard. And did you see the rowdy Dow on Fox and Friends this morning? Oh, man, we've got the video. You got to see that. We'll be right back, America.
So how much money are you paying in interest on your credit cards every month? Are you paying too much? Well, then why not consolidate your credit cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money? That's right. You can pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can roll multiple credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 4.98% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. So here's what I want you to do, just for my listeners. Apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/freedom. That's LightStream.com/freedom. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/freedom for more information.
Monroe Doctrine, and I think we would be very concerned about this kind of action in our hemisphere. I think he said, keep it neutral. And in the end, probably Ukraine is going to lose more land because of this. Again, the main problem here, as you see, and as we discussed, the main problem is still China. And now we've created a bigger bloc, China and Russia together. This is why our policymakers aren't thinking long term.
Right.
Provoking this war has brought our two enemies closer together.
They provoked the war.
Well, they had a red line. And we had an agreement in November with a security agreement.
They can't make a red line in other countries, Rachel. It's not up to them to make a red line in other countries.
This is the fate of the geography of Ukraine. And they could have remained a free country. We could have armed them. We could have actually...
You understand. Russia got their way. They lost their stooge in an election. The minute they lost their stooge in an election, had nothing to do with us, they took Crimea and the two Donbass regions. And they said, we're going to do more unless you put our guy back. We go, not only are we not going to put your guy back, we're going to have more elections. And then Zelensky beats Poroshenko, and now he established himself with 70% of the vote. Why should a democracy give up because Vladimir Putin's a lunatic?
Wow. Little testy there on the curvy couch today. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. That was Brian Kilmeade going toe-to-toe with Rachel Campos Duffy. Ainsley was, I don't know where she was at today. But anyway, they were going at it. And they're becoming more and more like the folks over at MSDNC, over at Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, and his former lover, who he made as an honest woman. They tied the knot finally. Mika, that's her name. And they argue all the time. And it's just off-putting. I mean, if you're sitting there, and I'm curious, a lot of longtime Fox News viewers have already said, wow, that's it. You know, the network's going to the left. They're hiring all these radicals, and many people are moving to Newsmax. And Newsmax is doing a heck of a great job. They've hired a number of my former colleagues at the Fox News Corner of the World. But especially with Fox and Friends, you don't want screaming and hollering in the breakfast hour. Grace Baker, I mean, you're getting ready for, you know, you're waking up and you're making Mr. Producer delicious breakfast in bed and preparing his coffee and the fresh squeezed orange juice.
Wow, that sounds pretty great.
As a dutiful wife will do.
Uh-huh.
It's there in the vows. And what are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at because he doesn't even eat breakfast, but I do.
Oh, he does. Does he fix you breakfast?
Not normally.
Well, he, okay.
He has gone and picked me up breakfast before.
Well, that's nice. Like an Egg McMuffin or something. Or
Chick-fil-A chicken
biscuit.
Sandwich.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very nice.
But anyway.
So anyway, but you're eating breakfast.
I'm drinking my coffee.
Drinking your coffee, your delicious community coffee. They don't pay us to say it, but you know.
Petting Merlot.
You got little Merlot there, eating the kibbles and bits.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want somebody yelling at you from your TV screen?
No.
No.
Not at all. I want a nice, soothing voice.
You want pleasantness.
Happy.
And that's, I felt bad for Deucey. He was just like, Deucey's like, man, I'm getting too old for this.
He's in the middle.
I'm just getting too old for this.
What is this, marriage counseling?
Yeah, something's going on there. I just don't think that there's a lot of happiness on that show these days.
Because they're not drinking community coffee. I bet they're drinking Starbucks.
It's Fox. I don't see a lot of friends is what I'm trying to get at. Frenemies, maybe. Or maybe somebody was hangry. Maybe they didn't get their bagel with the schmear.
Before they go on, you got to eat.
Could be. Interesting story. You know, the Women of the Year came out from USA Today, Grace Baker.
Oh, yeah.
And so USA Today's Woman of the Year is, in fact, a man.
They're taking everything from us. That's all I got to say.
You know, God bless the transgenders. I'll tell you, they're putting you biological women in your place.
Yeah, clearly.
You know, when the cisgender guys did that, we got, you know, called every name out of the book. But, you know, who knew that all you got to do is put on some pantyhose and a dress, and then you can tell the women of the world what to do?
No comment.
Woman, go make me a sandwich. A little mayo, please.
Ugh.
Dukes. Wow, I'm getting in trouble. I'm stepping in it today, Grace. Just stepping in it. So anyway, USA Today naming Dr. Rachel Levine as the Woman of the Year. They have several Women of the Year, and Dr. Levine, one of them. Here on this radio program, for all of you new listeners, we don't buy into transgenderism. We don't believe that's a thing. We believe it is a social construct. And therefore, we use the pronouns God gave them in the first place. So anyway, Mr. Levine, who is a man who identifies as a woman, used to head up the Pennsylvania Health Department. Did you know this, Grace Baker?
No.
Fascinating story. During the early days of the China virus outbreak, and I believe I have this information here somewhere, during the early days of the outbreak, Dr. Levine issued some rules and regulations because it was all about health and safety. Right, Grace Baker?
Oh, yeah. No power grabs here.
No. I mean, it's all about just making sure the people are safe. So Dr. Levine, the man who wears a dress and stiletto heels.
And the glasses.
And the glasses.
Feminine glasses.
And the glasses. And the perm. That used to be, and I mean this in a flattering sort of way.
Okay.
But hey, if you go back into the early days, the Chelsea Clinton hairdo?
Yes.
With the long hair like that, you know, with the, do you call it? Is it perm? Is it a perm or it's just curly?
It looks more like.
Frazzled?
No, it just. It frizzled. Looks like curled, but instead of wavy. Now
yeah,
it's it more you want to have the wave. That was like the tight, like you took the. You know, it's just the tight curls that look like a spring.
I don't understand. You're talking womanly gibberish to me. But people will understand
what
you're saying.
You get
the gist of it. I get the gist of it. So anyway, Dr. Levine put out some rules and regulations saying, hey, look, if you're going to have an orgy, you need to do X, Y, and Z.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very helpful.
Yes. So Dr. Levine and the Gateway Pundit actually had this... story. Someone just sent me a text message from one of our affiliates. I'll get to that in a moment.
Oh, no.
So Dr. Levine put out a thing. Okay, if you're going to have an orgy during China virus, here's what you need to do. You need to limit the number of partners you have.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
You need to. No need to because you won't be doing this, Grace.
I'm just messing around.
You need to limit the number of sexual partners. You need to wear a face covering. You cannot kiss.
Can you kiss through the mask?
Are you allowed to writhe? I don't know.
You're getting on to me.
I don't know.
You're getting kind of graphic there.
And you also have to use hand sanitizer. I would just say get the industrial strength bottle, get like a gallon jug and just pour it all over yourself.
Multi-use.
Just better safe than sorry. That's what I say. So anyway, that's who is heading up the. That's the assistant secretary of Health and Human Services.
I'm glad we're in such good hands,
aren't we? Yes, I would. Yeah, use some hand sanitizer there. Ooh. Anyway, Mr. Levine, 64 years old, a trained pediatrician, and says that you know he wants to be a role model for all women in America. So he wants you to. He wants you to be inspired.
Him.
Be more like him.
You can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't make this stuff up. On that note, I'm going to get so much hate mail today. On that note, from Oklahoma, Governor Kevin Stitt, who is a Republican, has issued an executive order reversing the state health department's practice of altering a person's birth certificate. So here's the deal. You're born little Susie, and like when you turn 21 or 22, you decide that you're no longer Susie, you're not born a girl, you're born a dude. In Oklahoma, they would let you change your birth certificate. It's the craziest thing.
That's just dangerous.
So, and in some states, they're actually, and the challenge is now, for example, let's say little Sally has two daddies. On some birth certificates, you're going to have Daddy A and Daddy B. And it's as if the mom is doesn't exist. The mom doesn't matter. Do you understand the cultural chaos we're in the middle of right now? We're in the throes of
chaos. They're trying to erase women is what they're trying to do, literally.
So anyway, the governor, it's not just women, but yes, they are specifically. I mean,
anything maternal.
If these transgender gals were still guys wearing pants, and tennis shoes and belts, some of them are, but by and large, if they were men treating biological women like that, they would be cast out of society.
Yeah, they rightly would, so.
Yeah, and rightly so. That's right. So, but now, biological. If you are a biological woman, then you are nothing in today's society. You're nothing. You're meaningless.
You're just a political prop.
You have
different issues at this point.
You have meaning for us, Grace Baker. Oh, I just want you to know that.
I appreciate it.
So. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868 is our phone number. Oh, I've got to get to
now.
So now, no, I'll tell you later. It's funny. Inside intel, folks. So anyway, governors signed this order. Now the gays are suing. The LGBTQ plus civil rights organization Lambda Legal filed a lawsuit, and one trans woman and one trans man, no, two trans men, have filed the lawsuit. Quote, there is no governmental justification to support Oklahoma's refusal to provide transgender people with accurate birth certificates matching their gender identity and without disclosure of their transgender status. And so they're filing a lawsuit. But again, going back to what, and Grace nailed it, you're absolutely right. This is about erasing women, but this is broader about erasing gender.
Yeah.
When you erase gender, you erase the family.
Of course.
That's it.
It all goes hand in hand.
It does. And it all goes in hand. Otherwise, and again, this goes back to the fundamental argument of the day. There is no more truth. So everyone, you know, there used to be a time when truth was absolute. But now, if you want to go outside and you want to identify as a daffodil, under society's rules, under the LGBTQIA plus rules, we have to accept you as a daffodil.
Of all the plants to choose, Todd, a daffodil is a weed. Couldn't you choose something better like a rose, peony?
A peel what?
A peony.
A peony. Is that one of the big bushy kind of like?
Yeah, it's real pretty. Why a daffodil?
I don't know. A tulip? I don't know.
But no, Todd, going back to what you were saying, it's not the truth anymore, but don't worry. You have your truth.
That's right. You know, that's a good point. So my truth is you're a man. So who are you to who are you to judge my truth? Folks, I'm telling you, society is unraveling. That's what this is all about. And ultimately, it will be against the law to be a mommy and a daddy in the traditional sense of the terms.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be against the law. And eventually, they will have to go after the root problem here. So where do we get all of this? We get it from something called the Holy Bible. Everybody always laughs when I say this. I'm here in the Liberty University studios, on the year of our Lord, March 15th, 2022, I'm telling you that one day they will try to ban the Bible. And they will do it using hate speech legislation. You mark my words. Just a couple of years ago, people were saying, Todd, there's no humanly possible way that America will let men who identify as girls be a part of a girls' athletic team. They said that was impossible. That was ridiculous. Ludicrous. And here we are.
Should have placed a bet on that one. You would have hit the jackpot.
Grace, I'm telling you. So anyway, so congratulations to Mr. Levine, who is, you know, USA's Today's Woman of the Year.
Bravo.
There you you sound disappointed, Grace.
It is disappointing. I can think of plenty of other women that are actually women.
No, biological women don't count. You guys don't count anymore. You have to get, they're shoving you into the closet. And they're saying that men make better women than women do.
Yep.
That's ultimately what this is all about. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS. Wow, I had no idea. So someone sent us a note during the break here. Todd, how dare you? How dare you go after people who identify as plants? So in the last, I was sort of saying that in somewhat in jest, but apparently there is, I don't make this stuff up, folks. Apparently there are people out there who say they do identify as foliage and are actually attracted romantically to plants. I am not making this up.
Well, what is it you want?
We want a shrubbery!
I'm not making this up. So it's called paraphilia, which is the sexual attraction to trees. It is actually a real thing, according to the Dictionary of Psychology. So, Grace, I was taken to task. How dare I? And again, they're saying, I guess it's you know, human privilege, I guess, because I am not attracted to vegetation.
Except daffodils.
No, I'm not. No, daffodils. But or dandelions? I don't know.
Dandelions, daffodils.
Well, that's called dandro. There's something called arborphilia, which I believe that's another. That means love of trees.
Oh my!
So you're a tree hugger. That might be you. I don't know. Hey, let's go to the phones here. Jeff in Arkansas, listening to us on KWIAM. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Well, I just like to say that I hear them hollering, "Well, follow the science, follow the science." But until it goes against their agenda. Now, these men who are participating in women's sports should not be allowed to participate in women's sports because physiologically males are stronger and faster. So it should be considered cheating.
Oh, you sexist. You're transphobic, Jeff. Don't you know we ought to be thanking these transgender? They're putting the biological women in their place. They don't belong in sports anymore.
These women work hard to get to that level.
Of course they
do. And if they don't participate, then they lose their scholarships for college. You know, and I think it's a travesty to women. What happened to the feminist movement?
Well, that's a great question. Well, they're scared. I mean, they're scared to death, Jeff, and with good reason. The LGBT activists control the media in America. They are very powerful. They are very wealthy, and you don't want to cross them. And even the feminists, the folks over at the National Organization of Gals, as Rush Limbaugh used to call it, yeah, they don't want to have anything to do with that, with those folks. And so they're taking a pass here. And, it's sad. I mean, you know, we wish the women the best of luck, but they're not going to be able to play sports anymore because of all the transgender gals. So maybe cooking, maybe take up knitting. I don't know. Macrame. We'll be right back, America. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Good to have you with us today, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. We've got a great hour coming up in just a few moments. We'll be speaking with Jeff Hunt. He is with the Centennial Institute and co-chairman of the Western Conservative Summit. And we have some exciting pro-life news to share with you. A big, big victory out there in Colorado in the Rocky Mountains. Also, Hogan Gidley from Newsmax is going to be here in just in the next hour, along with Jim Schneider, who is president of an incredible ministry called Eyes of Faith, and we'll be telling you more about that in just a few moments. Following developments up in Washington, covering the war between the Ukrainians and the Russians, and now the president of Ukraine says that joining NATO is not an option. So if that's the case, my question would be, why is Russia not pulling the troops out? Why are they not going back to the way things were? Because that has been Russia's main argument. At least that's the excuse they gave to invade, is that Ukraine wanted to be a part of NATO. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're very honored to have with us a retired U.S. Army Colonel, David Giamona, who is president of Battle Ready Ministries, a great military mind. Colonel, good to have you back with us.
Todd, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Colonel, the latest developments overnight into the wee hours of the morning, apparently cruise missiles were fired into the heart of Kiev. And it looks, based on the video we're seeing, that the Russians are targeting civilians now. What are you seeing when you're watching the coverage?
Well, the Russians are not going to stop at any cost. You talked about NATO alliance. They don't want Ukraine to be a NATO ally, but that doesn't matter. Nothing's going to stop them. Everybody's talking about, you know, the Ukraine's going to hold up a stiff resistance, and I'm glad they are. But Russia's going to pour everything they have into the situation. They're going to kill civilians. They're going to kill military. They're going to do whatever it takes because they know the eyes of the world are watching them, and they cannot look weak in the eyes of the world. So they're going to do whatever it takes to take Kiev, to take the Ukraine, and then they're going to branch out from there because they're not going to have any of the countries bordering their borderline that are NATO allies. So all of this is up for grabs, and Putin wants to become, you know, the king of the Soviet Union again, like it was in the old days. That's his goal. And no matter what the Ukrainians do or say, he's not going to stop until he takes the whole country.
Again, the Russians and at least the thought process here is that the Russians were thinking this was going to be a quick takeover of the country. Now here we are, week three, and they're still having to lob cruise missiles into the heart of Kiev. What's going on here?
Well, I trained with the Ukraine Army back in the 90s. They're tough hombres. They're not going to give up a fight because they don't want to go back to the old way of doing things. They don't want to be dominated by Russia. They want to be a free and liberal country. But Russia is determined to take it. So, you know, they're going to – Ukraine's going to step up. You're not going to only see cruise missiles, but we're going to see other forms that will take them down, including possibly chemical warfare that Russia talked about just last week. So all the cards are on the table for the Russians right now. And they're going to do whatever it takes, when, however it takes, to take Ukraine down.
Now, let's say that the Ukrainians are able to get the MiGs, they're able to get the weapons to take down the Russian jets. Is it too little, too late, or do you think that we could end up become another Afghanistan where the Russians get bogged down like the Soviets did back in the 1980s?
Well, I don't think any amount of munitions is going to, at the end of the day, stop the Russians. They've got too much forces coming in. It's too strong. I mean, it's a 4-to-1, 5-to-1 odds. Could it become an Afghanistan? Only if they go to guerrilla warfare. But Russia looks like, to me, from my perspective, is going to take the Ukraine at one time or another, like I said, whatever it takes. We could help them. Unless NATO decides to get into an all-out war with Russia, Ukraine is not going to stand, and they're going to crumble because they're going to circle Kiev like they have done, circle the country, and they're coming in from all sides. It's just a matter of time where I think, you know, things are going to happen where they're going to have to capitulate.
What's your take on these bio labs? You've got the American government saying they're not chemical warfare. They're not developing weapons of mass destruction. These are about studying pathogens. You've got Mitt Romney out there saying anybody who even opens their mouth about this is guilty of treason, going after Tucker Carlson and Tulsi Gabbard. What do you think those labs are for?
Well, well, we looked at the labs, of course, in China, and people were saying the same thing. But here's the thing. The Russians are going to say, hey, we see chemical warfare coming up, and they want to use chemical warfare. That's what they're prepping for in case things really go south for them. The labs, there's no doubt in my mind, we have labs in almost every country that's an ally of ours, especially the Ukraine. I'm sure that there's chemical weapons research, but it's top secret. They're not going to let the cat out of the bag. But the Russians are going to use any excuse to say, ha-ha, they have chemical weapons, then we're going to use our chemical weapons first before they hit us. And so, you know, that false flag theory looms large with the Russian thinking right now.
All right, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Colonel David Giamona. Colonel, let's say the Russians do conquer Ukraine. Where did the Russians go next? Do they stay put, or do they try to pick up Moldova or Estonia?
I think they're going to, what we would do in our military and what they're going to do is they're going to consolidate their forces, strengthen their hold on the Ukraine, and then, you know, we don't know what Putin's thinking, but there is a great possibility of that's their launching point for other states. That's why the Great Britain has put the 3rd Royal Marine Division up in the Baltic states up there because they're afraid, Poland's afraid, that the Russians are going to keep going. And you know what? That's a distinct possibility.
All right. It is not looking good, and no. I'm not sure there are any good answers here to what we should do next. You have the U.N. Secretary General suggesting that we're on the brink of nuclear war. Do you think it could get to that point?
Well, I just thought about this. I was, you know, from a spiritual standpoint, this is what I'm thinking at this point. You know, we've had World War One and World War Two, and the world was sick of war. Now we're on the brink of World War III. If it does happen, we'll have to talk this on another show, but I think that we could be on the brink if we are of World War III. What's going to happen now after that is, after all the casualties, people are going to come together. All the countries are going to say, look, we can't have this anymore. So we got to come up with a global unified government so their war will not be shed or blood won't be shed like this. We got to come and consolidate the world. And I think that's where we're heading spiritually and the end times.
Of course, unless you're with the left, and then the bigger issue is that nuclear bomb might cause climate change, and that's a big problem apparently with the left. Not that we're all radioactive smoldering ruins, but that it might get a little warmer. Colonel, real quick, I want you to tell us about your awesome book out, The Military Guide to Armageddon. That sounds pretty intriguing.
Yes, well, the Lord gave that to me a couple of years ago. It came out last January. Military Guide to Armageddon is all about what's happening in the world right now. How do we prepare for it spiritually, especially? And then we have another book coming out in August, the second sequel, The Military Guide to Disarming Deception. And you could see what Putin has done to deceive the world and saying beforehand, hey, I'm not going in there. And he does go into the Ukraine. So we got two great books, and it's all about all my experience in combat and translated into people's thinking and their mindset in the church, especially how do pastors prepare their people for the times that we're living in. Yet I think they're both great reads.
I love it. Folks, we've got a copy of this, a link right on our live show blog, The Military Guide to Armageddon. Get yourself a copy. Colonel, we always appreciate your great insight.
Oh, thanks a lot. Love being on your show, Todd.
All right, Colonel David Giamona, ladies and gentlemen, retired U.S. Army colonel, great author, The Military Guide to Armageddon. Be sure to get yourself a copy, and we're going to get him back on. It's good for us to have, look, we want to go to the military experts to give their analysis of what's happening. And as you heard the colonel tell us, he's been over there. He's trained with these guys. He knows that the Ukrainians are a proud people, and they're going to fight till the last man. But let's just hope they don't have to do that, that we're going to be able to get them the supplies that they need to fight back these Russians. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I've got to tell you about our good friend, Mike Lindell. You know, he's always doing nice things for our radio program. Mike Lindell now has some incredible deals just for our listeners. The MyPillow towel sets. You know, a lot of people are thinking, well, I thought Lindell just did the MyPillows and the mattress toppers. No, he's got tons of other products available at MyPillow, including some incredible towels made with USA cotton. They are soft, incredibly absorbent, and they make a wonderful gift. Or if you need some towels just for yourself, you're going to want to get these towels. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Todd. That's MyPillow.com/Todd. You'll be able to see all the great discounts available. Be sure to use my name as the promo code, and that's Starnes. Use Starnes as the promo code, and Mike is going to hook you up with some great deals on all sorts of other great MyPillow products at MyPillow.com. We'll be right back, America.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Story out of San Antonio. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I want to say hello to all of our great listeners in Salem, Oregon, KYKN, and of course, our flagship radio station, the mighty 990 KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. All right, here we go. This happened at Leon Elementary School, Leon Springs Elementary School. Children at a local elementary school, this is from the NBC News report. You know, Grace, I should probably, have you ever noticed with the TV news anchors how they always use their news voices?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they're down at the local McDonald's, yeah, I'll have a cheeseburger and some fries and give me one of them there chocolate milkshakes.
You got to stay in character.
But on the news, children at a local elementary school segregated the color of their hair today.
Yep. Got to stay in character.
In San Diego, which means Will's Vagina.
I wasn't going to say it.
Well, it's a great movie. I almost watched it over the weekend.
I've never watched it.
Got to be in a certain mood to watch Anchorman.
I've just seen clips. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it all the way through.
And I'm telling you, I know this as a news producer back in the day.
Uh-huh.
The anchors will read whatever is on that teleprompter.
Oh, kind of like Biden does.
Pretty much.
Even if it says, you know,
applaud.
Wait,
turn the page.
Turn page.
Stop here.
Walk off stage. Ignore questions.
Children at a local elementary school were segregated by the color of their hair. The children.
What?
This is horrible.
I bet there were like two in the pink hair category.
The children in one group were told they're not as smart as the others.
What?
It was supposed to be a lesson on racism, but some parents are furious neither they nor their kids were told about it ahead of time.
That's terrible.
The parents, and I'm reading this from the NBC News report, the parents we spoke to say they want their children to learn about racism and civil rights, but they feel the school district went too far when the segregation experiment, and by making children watch a documentary it admits was not age appropriate. Ooh, I wonder what they watched. Mike and Brandy Linganier say their 10-year-old daughter was confused and hurt by the classroom experiment. Students were separated according to hair color, with one group receiving preferential treatment. I bet it was the blondes. They always get the better treatment.
Oh, my gosh.
Quote, all of the dark-haired kids, the brown and black-haired kids, were treated as the privileged ones. Oh, a twist. And the blonde-haired and the red-headed kids were the ones treated not so nicely.
Well, I was about to say, you know, the joke, dumb blondes. I figured they'd put the blondes in the dumb category. Which
fair
is
enough.
Wrong, but I'm just saying.
The parents say teachers told students in the fair-haired group that they were not as intelligent. You dumb blonde.
Exactly, you dumb blonde.
You redhead.
Redheaded stepchild. You know the phrase.
That group was purposely given a game with pieces missing so they could not play.
That's so mean.
Horrible.
Wait, how old were these kids?
Were elementary school.
Oh, my gosh. This is, like, traumatic. Could you imagine?
They're fifth graders.
Could you imagine?
Fifth graders.
Mommy.
And little girls about that age are starting to get kind of weird anyway. You know, they just kind of feel insecure. And, you know,
they're that weird in between.
Yeah, it's that weird, the tween years or whatever. Biden loves those. Well, never mind. Okay. Later, the fair-haired children were made to clean up after the other children. This is horrible. Quote, she was hurt, her friends, and she named to the principal and to district officials names of her friends that were crying, the mom said. This is an incredibly poorly written story, by the way. What are we teaching kids in journalism school these days? Shake my head. Fifth graders were also shown a Spike Lee documentary, oh Lord, called Four Little Girls, about the 1963 bombing of an Alabama church. So not only are the white children have been basically been made slaves, now they have to watch these little poor little girls being blown to smithereens in this horrible terrorist attack back in the 1960s. The film includes graphic autopsy photos of the girls' bodies. The teacher says that she fast-forwarded past those parts, but the children in their daughter's class did see the photos.
So was this teacher fired? Because they should be on the spot.
So the campus administrators recognized the parents' concerns and agreed the activity was not age-appropriate and will not be used again. How about this? Firing the teacher in the classroom.
Meanwhile, there was a teacher in Mississippi that read a children's book about
butt cracks.
Butt cracks.
They get fired, but it's okay to turn white children into slaves and show them Spike Lee documentaries. Are we seeing what's happening here in America? Unbelievable. And now the news, so the TV station is defending the school here. And they're saying this was not necessarily a bad thing and that some parents actually thought it was a good idea.
I'm sure that some is like maybe two parents out of like 30.
Cat in the Hat is inappropriate, but it's okay to turn white children into slaves.
What a world.
What are they going to do to make them pick cotton next time? Unbelievable. All right, we got to take a break. Homeschool your kids, ladies and gentlemen. Homeschool. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeez-a-loo. We'll be right back. America. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Tomorrow on the program, by the way, our good buddy Harry Hurley is going to be filling in, the host of the great morning show at WPG in Atlantic City, New Jersey. I am heading out to the West Coast. I'll be speaking to college students, West Coast Baptist College. That's there in Los Angeles County. And then off for a keynote address at the Reagan Ranch for the Young Americas Foundation. They're having one of their big conventions out there, and going to be speaking to the young people, and then getting a tour of the Reagan Ranch. That'll be my second time up there. One of the most incredible places in this country. Beautiful out there. So anyway, we will be on the road a little bit, but I'll be checking in, and Harry and the guys here, Grace, Kyle, are gonna keep you thoroughly entertained throughout the rest of the week. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Very honored to have with us a terrific American patriot. He's with the Centennial Institute from Colorado Christian University, our good friend Jeff Hunt. Jeff, good to have you on the show today.
Todd, great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me. And gosh, if you're speaking at college campuses, we got to get you to Colorado Christian University.
You know, that is a, you know, I've heard so many great things about Colorado Christian. And yeah, we do a lot of speaking on the Christian University campuses. And to hear you guys are just tearing it up there in the in Colorado.
Well, I tell you, you know, being committed to Christ and being committed to the Constitution results in record enrollment these days. Parents are just so fed up with the craziness that's happening on Christian or on college campuses that they're sending their kids to Christian colleges because they know we're committed to the truth and we're not going to unravel what they spent 18 years instilling into their children.
I am so glad to hear you say that. And, of course, you're also the co-chair of the Western Conservative Summit coming up a little bit later on this summer. And we'll talk about that in just a moment, Jeff. But there has been a fight over abortion in Colorado. And my hat is off to the Republicans. They're fighting tooth and nail. And that's what we want them to do. I hope that's the lesson they learned from President Trump is you've got to stand up and you've got to fight.
Right. That's right. 100%. In fact, this has really been a historic week here in the state of Colorado, and it's important to everybody to understand what's happening. So, even the left is anticipating that Roe v. Wade's going to go down, Dobbs is going to be successful. And so what that does is it forces the states, which is what we want, to be able to develop their own abortion policies. Kind of a top-down approach that came from Roe v. Wade didn't allow this. And so you're going to have some states like Florida and Mississippi and Texas that are going to get very close to banning abortions. And then you're going to have states like Colorado where they're going to go the opposite direction to the extreme. And it's really important for everybody to understand what just happened in Colorado. So pro-abortionists in the state house introduced a bill that specifically bans preborn children from any rights in the state of Colorado. It's the only way they can get to unrestricted abortion is to specifically ban preborn children from having any rights. And I got to tell you, you know, in my testimony, I said, you know, the worst moments in American history were when our government said that certain classes of people don't have rights under the law, and we're going to do that same thing here. Well, pro-life legislators in the House of Representatives, very passionate, totally outnumbered, filibustered, ran up the longest debate in Colorado state history. We weren't able to stop the bill, but we were able to send a national message that pro-life legislators are absolutely committed to the sanctity of life. We will fight, we will scratch, we will claw as much as we can to try to protect those preborn children, and it rallied everybody. We had a big rally right as they ended. They walked out of the steps of the Capitol to hundreds of people cheering them on, media there to see that, and that is just energy. And so, Todd, you're exactly right. The conservative movement has learned from President Trump how to fight. And that has changed the direction of the conservative movement forever in a very good way, in my opinion. And we saw that just play itself out at the Capitol this week.
Jeff, to your point, the Colorado Republican Party chair, Christy Burton Brown, put out a statement over the weekend. And again, saying she was so proud of Colorado Republicans who fought all night, set a record on the longest legislative debate in state history. And she also said that this is the most extreme abortion bill in the nation. You know, another component of this, and if I'm not mistaken, it will eliminate the need for parental notification.
That's right. In fact, any restrictions at all. If you wanted to say, listen, you know, we got to make sure these abortion clinics are at least sanitary. Nope, that's gone. Parental notification, that's gone. Even trying to save a baby that survived an abortion, mandating that's gone. They have made abortion their God. This was another testimony we heard from religious leaders that just said, you know, they have made abortion their God. They want no restrictions whatsoever, and we're going to face states like this. I mean, we even heard from California that they may even pay your plane ticket for you to fly to California, and they'll cover your hotel costs so you can get an abortion. So you're going to end up with these radical abortion states that embrace death, and it is heartbreaking. So for those of us that live in blue states, and Todd, I know you've got listeners all over the country. So those of us that live in blue states that are going to embrace this, you know, you've got to recognize that God has put you at a time in your state for just a time as this, just like Queen Esther. You are here. You are to be the William Wilberforce of your time and to advocate and to take care of women facing a crisis pregnancy. And we've got to make abortion unthinkable in these states, not just illegal, but unthinkable. So we've got a major battle ahead of us, Todd, and I think people need to be real ready for it.
Jeff Hunt is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. He is co-chair of the Western Conservative Summit. And Jeff, we've been urging people for a number of years to really consider refocusing their efforts, not so much on taking back Washington, but actually taking back their local city councils and their local and their state legislatures. A lot of those have just been ignored. And this is a classic example of what happens when you don't keep your eye on what's happening in your state and locally.
100%. In fact, if you go down, and I advocate people to do this, please do this. One of the most important things you can do right now is go spend 10 minutes either sitting in a state legislative hearing or a city council meeting, and you will learn very quickly in 10 minutes that there are people that you wouldn't hire for any other aspect of your life. You wouldn't hire them to babysit your kids. You wouldn't hire them to work in your company. You wouldn't hire them to mow your lawn. You wouldn't hire them in any of those capacities. They're sitting there writing laws that affect every aspect of your life. And it's a rude wake-up call, but that is where Christians, especially Christians, people of strong, devout faith in Jesus Christ, need to be active in shaping the laws, because there's a notion called common grace, that when God's involved, everything gets better for everybody. And we need that in our city councils, in our county commissioners, in our states, all across the nation. That is where Christians need to be engaged.
All right, June 3rd through the 4th, there's a huge summit, the Western Conservative Summit. I love the theme here, Jeff, time to saddle up and ride. What's going on? What's going on at this year's summit?
Well, I appreciate it, Todd. The Western Conservative Summit's been going for 13 years now. It's one of the largest annual gatherings of conservatives in the Western United States. We focus in on Western issues or national issues from a Western perspective, and it is really a great moment to rally for faith, family, and freedom. But that line, time to saddle up and ride, comes from Bill Armstrong, who is the former president of Colorado Christian University, a two-term U.S. senator, great patriot, helped create the Western Conservative Summit. We had the summit in 2015 on the eve of the Obergefell decision. So the Obergefell decision had come down. People were sad and depressed with the direction of this nation as we rejected traditional family values. And here comes Bill Armstrong to the stage, and he says, fellow patriots, now is the time to mount your horses and ride. And the whole crowd got excited, and that time to saddle up and ride, it just comes from that notion that if we want direction in this country, this is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. There is no Caesar here. We are the leaders of this nation. If we don't like the direction of it, it's our turn. It's our time to saddle up and ride and change the direction of this nation.
Well, Jeff, I have to imagine a lot of people are very inspired, and maybe somebody in San Antonio or Memphis has already got their horse out and they're saddling up here. That's pretty awesome. Folks, we've got links to the summit, all that information over on our live show blog, and we would encourage you to check that out and make the trip over to Denver, or rather Aurora, Colorado, later on this summer. Jeff, thank you so much, and we'll get you back on the show real soon.
Todd, you're a wonderful patriot. God bless you, and God bless all your listeners. Thanks so much.
All right. There you go. Jeff Hunt, everybody. I love it. Time to saddle up and ride. Got a big old horse, cowboy, and they're about to lasso somebody. Get you one of them liberals. I'm just kidding. Liberal cows. Grace, why are you looking at me like that?
Well, I'm imagining you riding around on a horse.
Yeah, I'm not riding around. The horse is like, yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
I did that in Phoenix, and it was a lot of fun. But
yeah, they tried to get me. We were in Israel a couple of years ago with our good buddies from Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson, his wife. And they were trying to get me up on one of the camels. And I was willing to, but the camel was like, yeah, going to pass.
Wow.
Yeah,
the
camel was like, eh, yeah, probably not.
Not very nice.
Camel needed a chiropractor. I'm just saying. If I was the camel, I'd probably
He's
object
giving
to
giving rides all day. It's exhausting.
It's tiring, you know, and the tourist can be, you know, not the nicest people.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm just saying.
The little kid.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm getting off topic here. Anyway. All right.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
This is not a real story. There's no way. This is horrible.
Which one do you speak of? There's a lot of those.
Yeah, there's some weird news today.
Yeah.
And by the way, folks, you can actually read the weird news for yourself over at toddstearns.com. And Caleb Park is like the guru of weird news.
Yes, he is.
Here's the headline from Blaze Media. Planned Parenthood torched on social media for pro-abortion ice cream truck.
Ah, yes.
So Planned Parenthood in Texas has unleashed an ice cream truck at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas.
Would love to know what the menu is on that one.
Mm-mm. What is it? Fetus fudgesicle or something?
Ew.
I don't know.
Disgusting.
Alexis McGill Johnson posted a photograph of the pro-abortion ice cream bus on her social media account. The campaign includes passing out ice cream and free condoms.
Delicious.
I think I'll take a pass on the creamsicle. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for abortion rights, she tweeted. No way.
Oh, yeah. When I saw this, I was like, is
real?
This a Babylon Bee story? And nope, it's not.
That is real. This is disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Want some condoms with your creamsicle?
I think I'll take a pass, please. So it looks like a regular ice cream truck, you know, like with the, it's got the lovely, I wonder if it has some sort of a song or something. You know, they have that weird ice cream truck music.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah. And it's got ice cream as cold as Texas politicians.
Oof.
That's the slogan on the side there.
Oh, and don't forget about the hashtag.
Yeah.
And, bans off our bodies.
What is it called?
Bans off our bodies. Mm. Ooh. I'm not even going to try saying that.
I'm completely creeped out here. Oh, yeah. Bans off our bodies. Ice cream, you scream, abortion rights for all. All. Yeah. That's disgusting.
It's really gross.
Ugh.
I'm looking at the signage on here. And then they've got, it's ironic, because then they got the American flag. It looks like the creepy truck, you know, that, well, they kidnap kids in.
Yeah. I mean, it's the white van, and you're driving along, and you ask kids if they want a cookie or an ice cream. And the next thing you know,
a little girl.
Yeah. The kids are like, you know, buried underground in a, you know, bus or something. It's weird. I'm trying to see. They've got the, looks like the regular flavors here. And
I
one
see
of the
SpongeBob.
I see SpongeBob. And is that an, is that the flag of France or is that a gay pride flag?
I think that's the firecracker.
Oh, is that
popsicle?
I don't know. My eyes are.
But you could take it. Look, I wouldn't put it past them to have like a gay pride sickle.
I know. I mean, you know, for people watching us, we probably should have explained this. Why I'm still squinting. They're like, Todd, you had cataract
What's
surgery.
What's wrong with you?
Should we tell them? We should probably tell them what
probably
happened.
Probably tell them, especially with our guest coming on later.
They made a mistake. How do you make a mistake in cataract surgery?
I just want to say, all you listeners, we love y'all. But you told them there was nothing to worry about. And they
said,
messed it up.
Piece of cake, Starnes. And so I go back for the checkup, and the doctor's like, well, wait a second. Why can't you see this? And he's going over, and he's like, oh, my gosh, we checked this 4 times.
Ugh.
And we're really sorry. And then they handed me a bill.
I have no words.
It's unbelievable. So now, and there's nothing they can do. So now we're having they're going to try out glasses, and they think that might be able to help alleviate some of the issues.
Sorry.
It's a little frustrating. So
just
anyway, that's why I'm still squinting, and they can't undo whatever they did. So there you go, Grace. But the audience is to blame. I blame you, the good people of this audience. You told me, Todd, nothing to worry about.
Don't worry about
Piece
it.
Piece of cake.
Don't sweat it.
No problem. You'll be able
Easy peasy.
2020 vision. And now I'm blind as a bat.
You guys lied. No, they meant well.
No, they meant.
It's not
I
their
think
fault.
The
they didn't
heart,
do the operation.
Their hearts were in the right place. But
not
geez
their eyes.
Jeez Alou. No, not their eyes. All right, coming in all seriousness, we're trying to get it all figured out, and hopefully, well, we don't know. They're going to try glasses, but anyway, it's been a little frustrating, but you know what? We're going to get through it, and we'll have a good time. I would advise you, though, you know, if you're driving along in Memphis and you see a guy in a Cadillac, you probably ought to, you know, pull off to the side of the road. Oh, my God. You know what? Tell Rick to hang on. We're going to get to his call after that. We got to take a break here for the news. But Rick has a funny question to ask. Jeez, Alou. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I don't want any more suggestions on eye surgery. How about that, America? All right. I need a Baptist martini. Oh, that's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon for you Pentecostals out there. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So in the last segment, I let slip a little story, a little. Well, it's not. It wasn't a secret, but. You know, we're pretty open. I'm an open book here on the program. And many of you know that I've really been through it literally over the past year, starting last January when I had the detached retina surgery. And that sort of came out of nowhere. As a result of that surgery, I had to have cataract surgery. And that, you know, they said there's a timeline. And so, but I was freaking out about both surgeries. And everybody, and Grace, what were they saying? Todd, don't worry about it. It's a piece of cake. You're going to love it. You're going to.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
You blink and it's over.
Boom. And so I went in for the checkup, which was a month later, which was a couple of weeks ago. And the doctor was like, oh, we are so sorry, but we made a mistake, and they cannot undo it. So all that to say, I'm still having some pretty significant vision problems. I can see, but it's very difficult, and they're trying to figure out plan B. And I want to go to the phones real quick. Rick in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN, has a question that he wants to ask. Rick, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Todd. I'm just curious if you had to clip a coupon to have that surgery done.
You had to go there, Rick, didn't you? You just had to go there. It was a $20 coupon, and I got you, and I thought it was a pretty good deal.
Oh boy!
It was in one of those penny saver, you know, the things you get down at the local laundromats.
Yeah.
No, it's. I mean, you know what? What I felt weird about was it was basically, we're so sorry we screwed up your eyeball for the rest of your life. Here's the bill. That's what got me.
That should have been free.
But yes. So, but anyway, thank you, Rick. That is a good one. Did I use a coupon? All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Thank you, Grace. 844-747-8868. A lot going on up on Capitol Hill as we sort of analyze where the country is going. It is not looking good. Gas prices on the rise all over the place. Prices at your supermarket are beginning to skyrocket. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Newsmax contributor Hogan Gidley joins us. Hogan, I hope you're doing well.
Doing really well. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Hogan, when you see the explanations coming out of the White House every single day, now they're trying to blame all of this on Vladimir Putin. But even the mainstream networks are pushing back on that argument.
Thankfully, and it takes a lot for the mainstream media to actually do its job, but they're doing it, I think, in this way, even though they're late to the party per usual. Look, let's go back for a moment. When inflation first started happening, the Biden administration tried to tell us it wasn't happening. Then, when it began to be, you know, very difficult for the American people, they said, oh, it's just transitory. Then they changed that and said, it's actually good for you, and here's why it's good. Then they said, oh, it's because of COVID. Then they said, oh, it's because of the supply chain crisis. Now they're saying it's because of Vladimir Putin. That is a very interesting stance from a president who promised the buck stopped at his desk. They continue to shift the blame. These things aren't happening to Joe Biden. They're happening because of Joe Biden. The American people know it. Polling shows it. And no matter how many times they try and shift the blame, the American people won't allow that to happen. And now the press is catching up to where the people are. They know these policies are hurting them, and now the press are forced to cover it, even though they don't want to.
Hogan, I'm curious. I mean, you worked in the White House press shop, and clearly it's important to get the message out there to different people groups. And the White House has made a calculated decision to go after TikTok influencers. And I've actually seen some of these videos that they've done. They told the TikTokers they've got to convince their followers that Putin is to blame for the gas prices. These people look like they're reading one of those scripts, like when you're being held hostage by somebody.
Yeah. I will say you hit something though that's smart, which is, of course you want to reach different people. It would make sense for the administration to try and use new avenues to get their message out. One of the reasons they're doing that, though, is because the American people aren't buying it. The press is no longer buying it. Other countries aren't buying it. Our families are hurting. They're not buying it. And so they're trying to use TikTok influencers. Now, if the TikTok folks want to go ahead and push out, you know, the president's propaganda, they can. But they're going to be mocked mercilessly, just like Jen Psaki's being mocked, just like Joe Biden's being mocked, because what they're saying just simply isn't true. I applaud the president of the United States and his administration for trying to use different avenues, new ideas to get their message out. The problem is that narrative is falling flat. No one believes it. And if you're a TikTok quote-unquote influencer and you're pushing it out, then you're culpable and you have no credibility either.
You know, Hogan, is interesting. A couple of days ago, a Democrats meeting in Philadelphia, and even among themselves, they're acknowledging, or at least the non-AOC wing of the Democrat Party, which is shrinking every election cycle, But that group is saying, you know what, folks, we're the problem. I was genuinely surprised to hear any Democrats acknowledge that their policies, their behavior is actually the cause of the problems with them at the ballot box.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that, Todd. What they're saying is, as the remedy, is to change the messaging, not the policy, right? Their policy prescriptions haven't changed. They've been told from the higher-ups, just change the way you talk about it. Tell everyone you've always been for funding the police, for example. That's obviously not true. Tell everyone you're for things being made in America, even though, of course, you never stood up when Donald Trump said it in the State of the Union. And in fact, you mocked him for it. And of course, you voted in your past, like did Joe Biden, to send all of our jobs to China. These types of things, you need more parents involved in school education. Even Beto O'Rourke said that the other day, for heaven's sake. So this is the type of thing, they don't change the policy, they just change the way they talk about it. So I wouldn't be fooled until they start introducing bills to expand an exploration of energy in this country. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, good for you. And I don't think the American people are either, Hogan. If things continue on this path, I think that you will be hard-pressed to find a Democrat walking the halls of Congress this fall. What say you?
Well, I don't think they're all keen about walking the halls of Congress now. They sure don't want to go home and face the music in their districts. And you're seeing them actually mirror the brilliance of one duly elected governor of the state of Georgia, Stacey Abrams. Whenever Biden comes to their district, they pull a scheduling conflict card that was taught to them by Stacey Abrams. So they're all kind of doing the same track here and trying to distance themselves from the president of the United States because they know the American people understand it's his policies that are affecting their lives in a negative way, and they don't want any part of it.
All right. Hogan Gidley, Newsmax contributor. Hogan, good hearing from you, as always.
Thanks so much, Todd. Talk soon.
All right. Good guy right there. Oh, Jen Psaki, by the way, Little Red Lion Hood, just had this to say. She's holding her daily press briefing. She says that we have the United States. The United States has one of the best militaries in the world. So, okay, well, who is better than us? How about we have the best military in the world? How about that, Little Red Lion Hood? Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Very curious to know about gas prices, especially out in California. I've heard upwards of $7 a gallon out there, and I've decided not to rent a car. I think I'm just going to Uber it while I'm in Los Angeles. But curious to know what prices are looking like in your neighborhoods. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Folks, good to have you back with us. Our good friend Tom Tradup over at Salem Radio just sent me this. Todd, Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, speaking just now on Fox News, says our problem is we have a president who's got a wishbone where his backbone ought to be. I love this guy. He truly is a Southern wordsmith. Senator John Kennedy, our problem is we have a president who's got a wishbone where his backbone ought to be. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to AJ in Georgia, WDUN, the great radio station. AJ, what's on your mind?
Hey, yes, Todd here listening to you earlier about Romney, but I had to leave the area.
We've got a bad connection. Let's fix that, and we'll try to get back to AJ. My goodness. All right. Want to go back to want to go back to something that has been coming out of the White House, where they've got these social media influencers, the TikTok stars, and they brought in all the TikTok stars. And, you know, I don't mean to paint with a broad brush, but Lord love them, most of these folks are just, they're dumb as a load of rocks. I mean, there's just not a lot of, there's not a lot of brain function in that group. And so these kids, they don't know Putin. I mean, when they hear Putin, they think it's something you do in the bathroom. They don't know. And it's not their fault. You know, they're products of the education system. They're meant to be stupid. That, you know, they're grooming a generation of young people to be stupid. And so they don't know anything. And so they're literally giving these TikTokers, they're bringing them into the White House. Remember, was it last year? They had one of those guys, and he was one of those flamboyant types, and he was running around the White House with little red lion hood, circle back sake, prancing about with the fingernails and the whatnot. Those are the kinds of people that they want to reach out to. And so they gave them these talking points about blaming Putin for gas prices. But it's not just the TikTokers. It's also the mainstream media. Cut number 7.
Can we have an honest conversation about gas prices? Because too much of the U.S. media chatter is distorted to the point of being dishonest.
Many politicians act as though it's President Biden who caused inflation and that he can fix this.
No, I mean, you know, he did not cause the war, which caused prices to surge.
It was the Trump administration that overspent and drove up inflation. That's Trump's fault.
And you heard the President of the United States say Putin's price hike.
He used that phrase that these are Putin's price hikes.
Putin price hike.
Putin's price hike.
Putin's price hike.
Putin's price hike.
Putin's price hike is a great way to message it.
Blaming Putin's war in Ukraine as a prime contributor.
Yeah. There is some credence to that.
100%.
The New York Times fact check about this was pretty explicit, saying Republicans wrongly blame Biden for rising gas prices.
It makes sense that Republicans would pounce on President Biden.
Republicans don't do anything except criticize Joe Biden.
This isn't anything but a ploy for the midterm elections.
80% of Americans say that they're willing to pay higher prices.
Americans are okay with paying a little more at the pump.
We got used to $2 gas. Yep. And that's the problem.
You know what? Higher gas prices is a small sacrifice to make compared to what the brave Ukrainians are going through.
So blame Putin, blame the gas companies, but don't blame Biden. He's doing everything he can, and he's doing it right.
What they don't want to tell you is those gas prices started to go up the day Joe Biden took office, long before Putin invaded Ukraine. By the way, Russia has now levied sanctions against President Biden, for whatever that's worth. Could you imagine Russia trying to sanction President Trump? This is from CBS News. The Russian Foreign Ministry announced it's imposing sanctions on more than a dozen Americans, including President Biden, Secretary of State Beta Male Antony Blinken, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, as retaliation for sweeping economic penalties from the Biden administration. Among the others targeted, Hillary Clinton, Circleback Psaki, CIA Director Bill Burns, Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, among others. Oh, Samantha Powers on that list, USA Director. So anyway, Circleback was asked about this at the press briefing, and she said she has no plans to actually visit Russia, so there's that. Many people are now calling in both sides of the aisle for a no-fly zone. And folks, we talked about this last week. Biden's not going to do anything. He doesn't care about this. He sees Ukraine as a distraction. That's all. So Biden is going to he's going to ride this as long as he can. But help is not coming from the United States. We're sending food. We're sending Band-Aids. And that's it. Maybe, just maybe, we can send the cans of the Beanie Winnies, and so they can use those as projectiles to take out the Russian troops. But we're not sending anything else. They're on their own. They see this as an opportunity to use what's happening there to make Americans suffer at the gas tank. And that's what's going on. Grace, I hate to say this. I got to go fill up the Cadillac this afternoon.
I know. I keep putting it off.
I've been putting it off forever.
But eventually, you've got to go to the gas pump.
It's terrible.
It's getting higher just and higher. Just terrible. And higher.
I know. I got to go visit my banker after the show.
Take out a loan for a tank of gas.
Jeez, Alou. I should have gotten one of those metrosexual cars. Better gas mileage.
True.
You know, one of the little box cars.
Yep.
Yeah.
Little toy car.
Yeah, that's what I get. That's what I get. All right. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. Have you made the switch to Patriot Mobile yet? If not, what are you waiting for, folks? I'm telling you, there is a lot going on in this world, and our good friends at Patriot Mobile are right in the thick of things, and they're taking a stand for you and your values. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative Christian wireless carrier, and they're doing some incredible ministry all over the world. Yeah, I said it, ministry. They're actually helping to provide Bibles to the folks in Ukraine. I mean, they're doing some incredible work. And I want you to consider making the switch right now. They use the same towers the other guys use, so they have great coverage. They have a plan to fit any budget, no matter how big or small. And if you're a veteran or a first responder, hey, look, they're going to give you an even bigger discount because they are patriots at Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. And be sure to use my promo code. That's my first name. And they're going to hook you up with some incredible savings. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or just call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Hang tight, folks. We're coming back. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Tomorrow, I'll be on the road to Los Angeles, and our good friend Harry Hurley is filling in. Oh, here's the audio from Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. Here's his assessment of Biden's current problems.
Sometimes, not always, but sometimes, particularly in this instance, President Biden has a wishbone where his backbone ought to be.
Well. Thank you, Senator. It's true, though. Hey, let's go to the phones real quick. Louisiana, Corky on the line from radio station KROF. Hey, Corky, what's going on?
Hello, Todd. Good morning. Good afternoon. It's so great to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
I'm sending y'all some beads and trying to get a French Quarter poster together for you, but my friend that did it, Luno from NO, is out of print. So we're facing monetary shortcomings. But I wanted to talk to you about Jen Psaki. I am looking at these press conferences, and my English teachers want to slap her because she says, so many times. Can she stop and gather her thoughts? And besides that, she one day to Peter Doocy, she answered his question with a cause. Well, now that's a preposition, and I got slapped because it's followed by a phrase. My English teacher said, so you stop and gather your thoughts, and you use proper English.
You know, Corky, it's I remember back when I was growing up, we had speech class, and yeah. you had to take a class, and it was just basics of learning how to speak in public, and you know, sometimes we're in a situation like that. Psaki's caught off guard, clearly not prepared for a lot of the questions that are coming her way, and you know, she'll hem and haw, as they say.
Yep. Now, I have one more thing staring at. The TV. I had three sisters and a mother, and grew up in that house where women my grandmother was a beautician. So I remember the Smothers Brothers sang a song, and every time I look at Jen Psaki and she's got a different color hair, a shade of red, I think of that. My brother and I sang the Smothers Brothers, but they sang a song, "Black is the color of my love's true hair. Though her tresses are red as a rose, black is the color of my true love's hair. But only your hairdresser does she or doesn't she? Only your hairdresser knows."
I think that's racist, Corky. I'm not sure, but I think that may be racist.
I don't know.
Corky, lovely singing voice, Corky.
Thank you.
Oh, did we lose Corky? We lost Corky. What happened to Corky? All right. Well, we'll get Corky back one of these days. Sorry about that. My apologies. So, all right. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. There's a wonderful, wonderful ministry that I want to tell you folks about called Eyes of Faith. And they just do some incredible work. I met these folks several years ago back when I was at Fox News Channel. And we're excited to have Jim Schneider on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from Eyes of Faith. Jim, good to have you back on the program.
Hi, Todd. It's great to be with you. And I'm going to try not to say too many times, I guess, during this interview.
No, look, I mean, it's a great point, but man, it's hard, you know, when you're up there scrambling for answers and trying to make chicken salad out of chicken, you know what, you know, sometimes you gotta throw an in.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Jim, I want you to tell our great listeners about the incredible work that you guys are doing through Eyes of Faith.
Yeah, we're an eyewear company, Todd, and your listeners, they're our heroes. You know, we're a story brand. So these folks, they go to their eye care providers and they see Eyes of Faith. And it's a brand that's along with all these other brands out there. But they're the heroes of our story. Those eye care providers that provide our beautiful style to them. And we've had a slogan since day one called Purpose, Passion, Style. The purpose is to give back with every purchase and change lives via giving the gift of sight. Or where we build homes in Africa with Delilah, another prominent radio person. The passion piece is always just there to reflect the hope that's within them and really just share the love of Christ in the optical marketplace. And the style is, my wife is our designer, and she wants everybody to look great and feel great in their eyewear. And what really separates us out, Todd, from all the other brands out there is we put a scripture on the inside of the temple as a great reminder every day. So the scripture is based on whatever name of the frame is, like the frame alive is inside is the word of God is alive and active. So that's really what separates us out from everybody else.
I love the slogan. You guys are called to create eyewear that serves a higher purpose. And I you know, a lot of the companies and organizations that support this program, that's what they do in their own world and their sphere of influence. And that's what you guys are doing in the eyewear business.
Yeah, as far as I know, I could be wrong, but I think we're the world's largest and the world's smallest faith-based eyewear company out
there. Wow, that's quite the accomplishment there, Jim. I'm curious, though, because I have seen the eyewear, and it's absolutely incredible. And it's high-end, but it's also very affordable. I mean, you guys produce a very, very nice quality product.
Yeah, we do. And we really, we want to pay special attention to the detail. And my wife's an optician by trade. So she designs the frames with that optician in mind, with shape, color, size, just so it fits good. Cause that's the number one thing with eyewear. They just want to put on glasses that fit well. And people ask about them. Hey, those are great glasses. So that's what the whole goal is there too.
And now comes the important part of all of this. We talk a lot about American, supporting American-owned businesses, yes, and things that are made here in America. And that's a big issue for you guys, especially when you're, you know, designing and making the glasses and sunglasses.
Yeah, it is a big issue because we're a small business. I'm here speaking for small businesses that have to source globally out of necessity because the resources aren't simply here in the United States. And when we're looking at, you know, where you manufacturer, I think the first thing to ask is, you know, are they an American-owned company? And do they create and support American jobs? And is that American company giving back to their community and doing things in the world? So that's where we feel is the most important aspect when you're looking at where, not just where the product is made, but, you know, who's behind it.
And when it comes to your glasses, you know, it's important for people to know that you're working with ethical factories who provide fair wages, and they have programs that honor their workers. That's a big deal for a lot of people.
It is. That's an eyes of faith promise that we do vet these factories, and we want to make sure that they are doing exactly that. They're providing fair wages. They've got great work environments. And they honor their employees. That's exactly what we want to do within our every company out there that manufactures for us. Absolutely.
All right, Jim Schneider on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line with Eyes of Faith. Jim, where can people go if they want to get information about Eyes of Faith?
Well, just go to our website. It's EOF Optical, so Eyes of Faith, EOF Optical, OPTICAL.com. Or if they just go search Eyes of Faith Optical, we're going to pop up.
I love this. And folks, we're going to have it. We already have the direct link up on our website, the live show blog. You know where to find that. And folks, give them, just check it out. I think you're going to be very impressed. And the quality of the eyewear is just, it's really spectacular. And you're going to love it. You're going to feel great. You're going to look great. You're going to be able to see great. And Lord knows I can use that these days, Jim.
We can hook you up, my friend.
Awesome. All right, Jim, congratulations, and God bless you, and we appreciate the great work that you guys are doing through Eyes of Faith.
Thank you so much, Todd.
All right, Jim Schneider, everybody. And again, we have a link, Eyes of Faith. If you're looking for a new pair of glasses, these are the folks to check out. Again, what do we do on this radio program? We're supporting American-made products. We're supporting American businesses. And we love Christian companies and conservative companies. And we want to do our best to be able to help these guys out. And they want to do their best by providing you with great quality American-made products. So be sure to check out our friends over at Eyes of Faith. All right, look, we're going to take a break here. We've got to pay some bills. When we come back, open lines, whatever you want to talk about, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, Grace Baker, some breaking news from the U.S. Senate, The Senate has passed by unanimous consent the Sunshine Protection Act.
What is that?
That's going to make daylight saving time permanent.
Oh, bless. That's about time.
So you're not going to be able to, you're not going to fall back in the fall.
No.
You're just going to stay sprung forward.
That's fine. More sunlight, less confusion.
So you're okay with this?
Yes.
You
What's
know,
the point? We don't need it anymore.
So they voted back all of this started back in 1973, and that's when the U.S. was put on daylight saving time. And then it became, it's gone to a permanent before, like during World War II. So they've kind of been back and forth, but now it looks like we're staying put. So you're okay with the longer, with more sunlight in the afternoon?
For sure.
All right.
You're not?
I really don't have a preference. All I know is that when I lose that hour of sleep, I am in a foul mood the entire week.
Exactly.
I'm just,
and we can't have that.
No, so no, it's not good. It's not good for America.
No, it's not.
So I'm curious, are you guys okay with this? Do you want to keep daylight saving? And I keep you. It's always say daylight savings.
Yeah,
time,
I know, I do too.
But it's saving time.
But just stay the same. Mm-hmm. No falling back.
No, no falling back. This is forward. It. This is the way your life is going to be.
This is it. This is all we get.
844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. The people in Kansas, apparently, this really impacts them. They really have a bee in their bonnet over this.
Oh, man. Why are they so passionate about it?
I don't know. There's not much there, you know? I mean, it's just farmland.
True enough.
I mean, you know, they got Wichita. That's a good city. And Kansas City, which ought to be in Kansas, is actually in Missouri. I never have understood that.
It is confusing.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
One of my many questions in life that are
It's
answered.
Like Nashville, Georgia. Okay, what's the point of that?
Exactly.
There's a Nashville, Tennessee. Change your name. No, I'm just kidding. Do we have a radio station in Nashville, Georgia?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, change your name. Oh, by the way, have you got your brackets done?
No, I have not.
When did the games start? What, Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
so
you gotta
got
to do that.
Some time.
Man, did I tell you, I don't know if I've told this to anyone, but Tennessee got screwed.
You have mentioned that multiple times.
I wasn't sure. I just wanted to make sure.
You've got a much better position than the Memphis Tigers do, so I don't want to hear it. You've got a much better
Tigers are lucky to be in the big dance, going to the big dance. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to argue with that. Well, lucky, I mean, they've earned it, but yeah.
But the way the brackets are set up, they could end up playing. Is that right? I'm trying to remember how the brackets are lined up.
There is a possible that could happen. Will it happen? Probably not.
But Coach Rick Barnes is right. He says, hey, look, whoever these bracket people are, they need to come out and explain themselves. I think that's a fair point.
Well, they didn't even put the Tigers. They're going and playing in, like, Portland, Oregon. They didn't just put us in the southern region.
Portland, Oregon.
That's why it doesn't make any sense. That's why I'm like, you know, I agree with that. It doesn't make sense. But they put us in this bracket that's, like, literally the worst draw we could have gotten, it felt like.
Is the NIT at Vanderbilt this year? Did I read that somewhere?
If we're not in it, I'm not paying attention to it.
I know.
I mean, we won it last year, but I'm not paying attention to it.
That's true. But there's a lot of pressure riding on Memphis and their coach.
Just a bit.
Penny Hardaway.
Yes and no. I mean, I don't think anybody expects them to beat Boise State and then go beat Gonzaga. I don't expect them to beat Gonzaga. But if they beat Boise State and then they lose to Gonzaga, it is what it is.
I don't know why that's they, tough. You know,
and
they
then you'd have to play Duke probably.
Well, and that's the thing. Duke could have like zero wins.
Yeah.
And they would still make the tournament.
It's so annoying.
They love him. But to Coach Barnes, Rick Barnes, the head coach at Tennessee, to his point, if they're not going to consider, if the bracketologists are not going to consider the tournaments, what's the point?
Yeah, agreed.
That makes no sense to me.
Doesn't make any sense to me either.
All right. But, you know, it's going to be a beautiful thing to see, you know, the nation bathed in orange, that beautiful Tennessee orange.
Yeah, okay. The pumpkin orange, as I call it.
Are we doing brackets? We've got to figure that out.
You mean like the station?
Yeah, like the station.
Team?
Well, the team. We've got to figure out if we're going to do brackets.
Yeah, I guess we need to, don't we? I'm not good at it. I'm not going to lie. I am not good at the guessing.
So here was the problem. Back at Fox News Channel, this was a huge deal because you'd have like $1,000, $1,500 on the line. I mean, a lot of people were, you know, putting in their $20. And the problem is every single year, I would always go with, you know, Belmont, Memphis, you know, Tennessee. I just go with and Baylor. Back when I was a Baylor.
Gotcha. So you're a homer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and then Liberty, you know, jumped into the mix. So, you know, so I was always losing. But the problem was the people who always won, it wasn't like the regular Joes, like the camera guys or the audio engineers. It was the VPs, the uppity ups. Mm. They always won the brackets.
It's rigged.
It is rigged.
Like the brackets.
You got the little guy out there. You know, he's wanting a few extra dollars. Take the wife out for a steak dinner. Oh, by the way, if you ever go to, This is a great story. The best steak place in New York is called this. Well, there are a couple, but one of my favorites was around the corner from Fox called the Strip House. So I took my pastor there, and so he and his wife were coming to New York City, and I said, let me take you out. And I never really put two and two together until the wife comes back. Where, you know, they had these huge, thick velvet red curtains with the gold trim, and I didn't realize until the pastor's wife came back from the restroom, and she said, "Todd, have you been into the restrooms?" And of course, I had not been to the ladies' room. But it turns out that the Strip House was not named after the New York Strip steak.
Why am I not surprised?
It was actually a former strip house. They converted into a steak place.
I got to give them credit for the creativity there.
Never would have thought of it. And then, sure enough, you look around and you realize the women are they're topless in all the paintings. And
Todd, you got to be a little more observant.
So the pastor was going to buy my meal that night, and I said, "Pastor, preacher, no, give me that receipt. I don't want you to turn in a receipt from the Strip House."
Yeah,
the deacons may have a few questions. Oh. But it sure was a good steak, though. Over on 48th, 49th Street. You got to check it out. Right off of 6th Avenue. There you go. All right, folks. Hey, I'm out of here. Off to Los Angeles. Our good friend Harry Hurley and Amara. You guys, be nice to Hurley. Be nice to Grace and Kyle. And we'll see you on the flip side, America.